get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Greetings, golf fans, and welcome once again to your favorite source for golf news and entertainment. This is Tee to Green. I'm Jerry Butenhoff, coming to you as usual from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, where this morning, we have frost on the pumpkin and everywhere else. A little bit foggy. It's kind of a cool little look here. A couple of the trees down the third fairway, barely visible, I should say, in the foggy morning here. Looks kind of nice, kind of eerie in a way. But good day to be sitting inside and talking about golf, since we won't be playing any here in Colorado for a little bit. On the show today, now that the football has ended, we can turn our attention fully to golf, and we've got buckets of good stuff for you this morning. First in the tee, we'll have a repeat visit from Chuck Acquisto. His book is called Taproom Tales, a clambake collection from golf's greatest pro-am, and of course very timely since the PGA Tour is at Pebble Beach this weekend. Chuck's book is filled with stories revolving around what had always been called the Bing Crosby Pro-Am, of course. So we'll pick up where we left off last month with Chuck and delve into some more of those stories this morning. The Colorado Golf Association has been at the forefront of very creative ideas in golf, and this week they announced another one. A public course caddy program is set to begin at Common Ground Golf Club in Aurora, and the fees for the golfer are already paid off. Ed Maid of the CGA will come along and explain all that to us today on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning, the sun is coming up, I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
As always, we'll take you on tour, all three U.S. tours in action, not all of them in the States, but we'll tell you what's going on there. So put your spikes on and lock yourself in. We're coming to you on Sirius Channel 208, XM 93, coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you. Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now.
800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
You're listening to America's longest running network radio golf show. Over 20 years in action now, we've been. Tee to Green coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. I'm Jerry Butenhoff. Teeing it up solo again this morning. And, we have a fair amount of repeat visitors on our show over the course of time. And we had such a good time with this fella the first time that we brought him back just a month later. That's pretty good status on our side here. First up this morning is Chuck Acquisto. He's written a book called Taproom Tales, a clam bake collection from golf's greatest pro-am. And we are heading out to California again this morning to bring Chuck back this morning. Very timely since the PGA Tour is at Pebble Beach this weekend. Chuck, good morning. And they've had a little Pebble Beach weather this week again, haven't they?
Yes, they have, Jerry. Thanks again for having me on. Yeah, the famous Crosby weather reared its head at the end of the week and obviously yesterday.
Yeah, I've actually played in Crosby weather there too. I was fortunate enough to play Pebble way back in 1983. It was at the end of April, but the rain came and went three different times during my 5 hours or whatever it took. That's pretty standard sometimes, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's not uncommon to see the jacket go in and out of the golf bag numerous times during a round, especially as you play close to those ocean holes where you tend to get that dampness just drifting right off of the ocean.
Yeah, it had rained really hard the 2 days prior to where I was, and I remember on the 13th hole especially. I mean, the course was like a sponge; there was no roll, and the greens were so wet you almost needed a cannon to get the ball to the hole if you were 40 feet away or so.
That's true, and that's the one thing when they do get wet and soggy, you can be aggressive. You just don't know which way the ball is going to go.
Yeah, it was nice though. The sun did come out about the midway up the 14th fairway, and then when I was able to step onto that tee box at 18, boy, what a sight that is, isn't it?
It is, and it is breathtaking too when the waves are up, and they were up this week where you saw the majestic shots of these 10-foot waves crashing against the seawall, sending spray water all the way into the bunkers and a little bit onto the fairways there. Just a beautiful scene. Even when it's overcast, Pebble Beach and even now the Monterey Peninsula Country Club Shore Course, which also hugs the Pacific Ocean, are just spectacular. And it's almost too hard to concentrate on your golf game.
Yeah, it really is. And I don't know if I mentioned it the last time. I think it was the most fun I ever had shooting 112 or whatever it was that day. That was before I really knew what I was doing on a golf course. I was pretty young back then, but it was a good time. Chuck, let's remind people a little bit about what the inspiration for the book, first of all, and we'll start there and then pick up a couple of ideas from our last chat here.
Sure. I mean, the inspiration for the book is this is a unique golf tournament. Bing Crosby is the father of the Pro-Am tournament. And this really is the only one that still exists to this day. As some call it, it is the Masters for all amateur golfers. I mean, the goal of any amateur is to first get that coveted invitation to play in the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And the second, if you do get that coveted invitation, is to make the cut. Only 25 amateurs with their pro partners make the cut on Sunday. And it is a high honor. Obviously, the book came about because I wanted to capture all the great stories that go on throughout the week, from and it runs literally from Sunday to the following Monday. And it is just one that is chock full of stories that not only happen on the golf course, and there are a lot of funny ones because you have people such as Jack Lemmon and Bill Murray and Phil Harris who have occupied this tournament for years, but also what happens off the golf course in the early morning hours or in the early to late evening hours. This also is a tournament that's been filled with a rich history of a social nightlife, both for the celebrities and the pro golfers on the PGA Tour. So that was the inspiration. There had not really been any book of any kind devoted to this tournament since Bing wrote one back in 1970, about the mid-70s himself. And I just thought there were too many great stories that needed to be captured and preserved for the future generations. And it's a book not just for golfers. I think a lot of non-golfers will enjoy it too, just because the stories are so captivating. And some of them just downright funny.
Yeah, really. I was talking with somebody earlier this week, Chuck, about my guest is Chuck Acquisto, by the way. He's the author of Taproom Tales about the Bing Crosby Clam Bake Tournament. You know, back in the day, you know, there were so many tournaments named for celebrities, Bing Crosby first and foremost. The name fell off of Bob Hope's tournament this year. Andy Williams, Danny Thomas. Now, you know, everything is so corporate. Do you think a lot of people feel a little staleness because of that?
Well, you know, there is obviously the drop off was that it was more of a mom and pop sort of run tournament. I mean, people might not realize how much Bing Crosby had his hands all over the tournament. It was not just in Bing's name only. I mean, he literally, with the help of a few gentlemen, picked the tournament field in terms of the amateurs, and that included the celebrities as well as friends and businessmen to play in this tournament, as well as he did his own PR. I mean, he was known for years and years of ringing up press people all across the country, the sports journalists, columnists, the golf writers, all over the country, to plug his own tournament. And so it wasn't uncommon for some golf writer in Pittsburgh to pick up the phone and hear Bing Crosby's voice on the other end as he wanted to talk up a few locals who might be playing in his clam bake tournament out in Monterey. So it was a Crosby-run event. Lots of family, his brothers were involved. And so when the corporate came in 1986, Catherine Crosby had said, you know, one of the wishes Bing had told her was that if it became too corporate, to pull the plug and to move on. However, there's still been a lot of the Crosby trademarks, and that is, you know, the amateurs still play on Sunday. The tournament officials have preserved the fun nature of this golf tournament, and that's obvious in that a lot of them have gone to bat for Bill Murray and Bill's antics over the years. There's been a lot of controversy of some of the things that Bill has done on the golf course, but the tournament really does fight for him, and it's because, not just because obviously he's going to bring ratings to the tournament itself, but also because he makes golf fun, and that really was what Bing Crosby's objective was with this tournament.
Yeah. You mentioned, and I think everyone is aware, this is the only pro-am where the amateurs do play on Sundays in the final round. How difficult was it for the tournament to get the pros to buy into that?
Well, you know, there's still, as over the years, been pushback here and there. But for the most part, what's really interesting is this is a great marriage. If you ever attend the tournament, you see as much stargazing by the pro golfers themselves, and vice versa. I mean, the celebrities, a lot of these guys and some ladies are just in awe of these PGA Tour stars. So it's kind of like each wants to have the other's job. And you see that this week with Tony Romo, who is quite the golfer himself. So he's looking to pick the brains of all these PGA Tour stars. As you know, Tony's tried to make the U.S. Open cut a couple times in recent years, and then vice versa. You get the PGA Tour stars who are meeting some of Hollywood's biggest names, or some of their favorite singers from the world of country music or pop music, and they're just as big of fans as anyone else. So you know, the six-hour rounds, they start to fade as the stories that they remember and the times that they share come to the forefront of their minds.
Yeah, it certainly is a unique tournament, and I know it's always been one on the calendar that the fans have always watched on TV. And I think that the tour and the players need something like this because it's different.
You're exactly right, Jerry. This is the event that brings in the casual golf fan and maybe gets that young kid hooked who might be able to relate to a Josh Duhamel who, you know, is a Transformers movie star but doesn't know his DA points from a Charlie Wee. So, you know, that is part of the reason that the PGA Tour loves this event. And then, obviously, you are bringing in a lot of the CEOs. So this is a chance. There's no getting around it for the PGA Tour to try to woo corporate America and make sure that they're happy and they get their chance to rub elbows with the guys that they're helping to support on a very, very large international stage. So, you know, there's a lot of give and take both from both parties and all that are involved in this tournament, but I believe it's such a win-win that's why the popularity has remained over the years.
All right, Chuck, we got to go to a break here. We want to come back. I want to talk a little bit about Bill Murray and what he accomplished there last year, and I think he gave a reaction that people weren't expecting. So let's pick it up there on the way back. Chuck Acquisto with us today. We'll be right back on Tee to Green.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
There's only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. If the head is the center of the golf swing, you would turn around it. Remember where that stake is driven, through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit, that's for sure. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight.
For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This is the show by golfers for golfers, Tee to Green, coming to you from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs. Hope Mark was able to give you guys some hand there. Jerry Butenhoff with you solo this morning, talking to Chuck Acquisto. He's got a book called Taproom Tales, a clambake collection from golf's greatest pro-am. And, of course, that would be the what was the Bing Crosby, now the AT&T event, which going on this weekend at three courses in Pebble Beach, as always. Chuck, I think we should maybe go back and either remind people or tell them when Bing started his tournament, it wasn't at Pebble Beach right away.
No, it wasn't. It was actually down in Southern California, Rancho Santa Fe. And the largest reason for that was Bing resided down at that time in Southern California. He actually had some real estate dealings in that area. He owned a stake in the Del Mar Racetrack, which was right by where Rancho Santa Fe Golf Course was. So for, again, Bing Crosby, it was a win-win situation in bringing the pro players as well as his celebrity friends down to the area. But the famous Crosby weather actually began in 1937 down at that tournament. There was only one round of golf completed. It rained so hard that they only played 18 holes, and that's all Sam's needed to collect that first winner's paycheck of $500. And, of course, the famous line is, Sam politely declined the check and asked for cash instead.
No kidding. Not bad for one day's work. Back then, and for listeners unfamiliar, Chuck's talking about the San Diego area where the Del Mar horse race track is. And if you've ever been to horse racing anywhere, if you go to Del Mar, it's a real different vibe, at that racetrack than it is everywhere else. And then, so Chuck, what was the spur for moving up to Northern California then?
Well, the tournament actually shut down during World War II in 1942, so it was in hiatus. And Bing had actually bought a piece of property at Pebble Beach, which eventually became his home on the 13th fairway. It still exists there to today, although it's been extensively remodeled. I think only the chimney on the left side of the house is original. But he had bought this property there, and some local leaders had convinced him to restart his tournament because the area was struggling. Believe it or not, in the mid-20th century, most people in America had never heard of Pebble Beach, and it was not famous. It had not hosted any of the U.S. Opens or too many major tournaments at that time. So they were looking to bring some attention to the area to try to boost tourism. The area had been just devastated by the collapse of the sardine and fishing industry, and it was something that they needed to kind of revitalize their economy in the early parts of the year. And Bing was accepting and wanted to make it a go, and brought all his Hollywood friends up and eventually became a Northern California resident. Not only residing at Pebble Beach, but years later then moving a little further up into the San Francisco suburb of Hillsborough, and just remained for most of his latter years a Northern California golfer.
Yeah. What was the original attraction for the celebrities other than a good time and a fun weekend and everything?
Well, I think it was, you know, actually, Jerry, just that. It was a chance for them to escape Hollywood, for one thing. And to, you know, we might take that for granted, but, you know, in this day and age where we see the celebrities that have to deal with the paparazzi, it was a chance for them to sort of get away from all of that. You know, Pebble Beach, especially at that time, was not necessarily the easiest place to get to. It's a lot easier nowadays, but it was kind of this oasis for them, a kind of a playground where they could go and play golf and then really cut loose at night and have a good time. And so they would put it on their calendars. Many of those celebrities had it inked into their contracts that they would not commit to any movies or any television shows or any concerts during that time period. It was that important to them. And, you know, Dean Martin and James Garner are probably the two most famous who would make sure that it was in black and white, that that part of the year would remain open because this was something they looked forward to. And it was a chance for them to catch up with friends. And a lot of these celebrities did take their golf seriously. So it was a chance for them to pick the brains of some of the greatest pro players. You just look at the history of the winners of this golf tournament, and it's a Hall of Fame unto itself. You know, so your Sam Snead, your Jack Nicklaus's, and those are the type of people that kept these celebrities coming back, and that in the good times.
My guest is Chuck Acquisto. His book is Taproom Tales about the Bing Crosby Pro-Am. Chuck, of course, over the course of years, the celebrities that have populated and actually, you know, allowed the fans to get to know them somewhat, you know, the Jack Lemmons and Phil Harris's of the world you talked about more recently, George Lopez, Ray Romano, and of course Bill Murray. We've talked about him a little bit, and some of the silly hats that he's worn out there and everything. Last year, Bill Murray actually won this event with DA Points, who won the pro side of it. I kind of expected some, you know, real joking, funny remarks and something at the end, but he was very humbled by that, wasn't he?
He was, and as I said, again, this is the Masters for all amateurs, and believe it or not, Bill is a very serious golfer. He grew up as a caddy. He actually did do a little groundskeeping, not just playing Carl Spackler in the movie Caddyshack. He was actually a little bit of an assistant groundskeeper, and even to this day, if you watch him play golf, he's very meticulous. He replaces every divot and makes sure that the course is just as he left it. And just a reminder to folks how important Bill Murray has been for this tournament. You know, last year's ratings were up 53% over the year prior to that. And,
wow.
and that may seem, well, that doesn't seem like a lot. Let me remind you who the Sunday leaderboard was a year ago. 1 year ago, you had Bryce Mulder, Steve Marino, Jimmy Walker, DA Points, Alex Circa, and Tom Gillis. That was your leaderboard.
Who?
And yet more people tuned in, and why? It was to see if Bill Murray could finally prove to be the Cinderella story and win his first Pebble Beach Pro-Am. So his drawing power is undeniable, and the tournament has embraced all his goofiness with big open arms, and I think the majority of the pros don't mind it because when they take off the silly hats that Bill wears and the crazy clothes and boy, he's got to move that outfit he had yesterday into his top five. The pure Carl Spacker camouflage, complete with the flopping leaves off of his overcoat and pants. You see a serious golfer. One, although they give him anywhere from an 11 to a 13 handicap, plays more along the lines of a 4 or 5. And if you see his swing, and they've analyzed it over the last few years by Peter Costas, there's very little wrong with it. He is one of the best celebrity golfers out there.
Yeah, and he certainly proved that. And I thought, a very cool moment, both for him and for the golf tournament, I think, last year.
It was. He almost was at a loss for words, if you recall.
He
almost didn't know what to say. And someone had egged him on to once again do Carl Spackler, and he did repeat that famous line, and he was just moved almost to tears. And he compared it to when you see, and he was talking about his game, but also playing along somebody like D.A. Points, who won for the very first time, to see the way the golf was being played. He compared it to art and to play on the landscape of Pebble Beach. It just, for him, didn't get any better than that. And I think what really touched him the most was there is a plaque that sits right behind the first tee that lists all of the winners from all of the years for the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. And for him to know that his name would be etched on there for all of eternity was the highest of all honors for him.
Yeah, and I think it became obvious that he and D.A. Were certainly good for each other last year, especially that final day. Chuck, as always, we could go on forever about this, but thank you very much for coming back, and we'll run down the leaderboard for our listeners. It's a little top heavy this year than it was last year at this time.
Yeah, somewhere but, up there, I'm sure, Jerry, that Bing Crosby's smiling, because this is a leaderboard that all golfers and golf fans love to see.
Yep. Chuck, thanks again, and we will keep track of you and touch up again someday down the road. Thank you once again.
Thanks so much, Jerry. It was a pleasure.
Chuck Acquisto on Tee to Green, coming up with Ed Maid of the CGA after this break. Stay with us.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assorted roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3333. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple, near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3333.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Tonight on History, are you a man or an axe man?
you know how to run a chainsaw, you may be an axeman. If you've dodged a tree or two, you may be an axeman. If you treat your friends like you treat your family,
what the hell are you doing?
And despite everything, you love your job.
Another day in paradise.
We know the answer. You are an axeman. All new episodes of Axeman, followed by the series premiere of Full Metal Jousting, tonight at 9, 8 Central on History, made every day.
Tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobil 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. Other amenities include 16 restaurants, lounges, bars, and cafes, 54 holes of championship golf, 7 tennis courts, indoor and outdoor swimming pools, riding stables, a fly fishing school, and the nearby Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. 11 airlines offer flights to the Colorado Springs Airport, a 20-minute drive from the resort. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about a couple of short game tips, and the first one being is when you receive instruction, encourage your instructor to videotape your short game. A lot of times an instructor will videotape your full swing, but it's very, very helpful when you videotape your short game. There's so many things that go into proper chipping technique, like the ball back, your hands covering your left knee and your weight forward, and that's hard for some people to see and feel. When you have it on video, it's much, much more vivid, much easier to get the concept of. Secondly, when you also videotape your bunker play, it's in videotape this from behind so they see your swing path on your takeaway. Most important part of being a good bunker player is to take it up outside toward 11 o'clock. Too many people get their hands behind them too early. This results in poor bunker shots most of the time.
For more on getting the ball up and down, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your local PGA professional.
Call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. This is Tee to Green, which is brought to you locally in Colorado in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region for 100 years now. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade, just north of downtown. Give them a call at 719-471-9900. The Colorado Golf Association has done a lot of creative things to advance the game and provide new opportunities for people in various levels. And this week they've just announced something new again. A public course caddy program is set to kick off this spring at the Common Ground Golf Club in Aurora, which is the home base for the CGA nowadays. It will also be in the rotation for the U.S. Amateur, which will be played at Cherry Hills, and the first couple days of stroke play at Cherry Hills Country Club and at Common Ground. Executive Director of the CGA is Ed Mate, who joins us again to explain what's going on. Ed, good morning. Thanks for being with us again.
Well, thank you. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Let's describe this program and what you're going to be doing with a new public course caddy program up at Common Ground this year.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. The first of all, to give you a little bit better idea of Common Ground itself, Common Ground Golf Course is the former Lowry Air Force Base golf course that the Colorado Golf Association and the Colorado Women's Golf Association in partnership now own. And we bought the course from the Air Force, and we completely renovated it, really abandoned the old golf course, and had Tom Doak, who's a world-renowned architect, design a new golf course on that site. It was really kind of our gift to golf. We felt like we could make better use of that land, and I think we've accomplished that, and there's a lot of evidence suggesting that, being the sister or companion course for the U.S. Amateur. So it's a great, so the facility itself has a 9-hole kids course, an 18-hole championship course, an expansive practice facility, and a mission statement to use all of that to advance the game of golf. So our goal in owning this golf course isn't to compete with the other golf courses in the state. It's, as I said, a gift to golf. It's a way to use the facility to create programs and opportunities for our community, and particularly for kids who might not otherwise be exposed to the game of golf. So the caddy program we're launching is actually an extension of the caddy program we started when we opened the course in 2009. We started a caddy program, a small one, and have done very nicely with it, with about 10 or 15 kids. This year, we're expanding that program through an academy that we're calling the Eisenhower Caddy Academy. That name has a lot of meaning to our association. We founded a caddy scholarship in 1961 called the Eisenhower Scholarship and merged that with the Evans Scholarship in 1963. So that name goes way back and has a strong connection and legacy that we want to preserve. So the Eisenhower Caddy Academy, what makes it unique is we're going to pay the kids as employees. They're going to be paid their base fee. So the golfer at Common Ground who wants to walk and take a caddy is going to have an opportunity to do so at no cost. Their obligation is to tip the kid, mainly 14, 15, 16-year-old boys and girls who are trying to learn the etiquette of the game, learn the finer points of caddying, and to give them some good training. So it's really going to be kind of turning a round of golf from just around maybe some recreation and relaxation into giving something back to the game. I think we're kidding ourselves if we think that people are just going to find out that we're going to provide them a free caddy and they're all going to say, oh, great, that sounds super. I think there's a lot of intimidation about taking a caddy. A lot of people have never had that opportunity. So we're going to have to do a lot of education to let people understand, here's the deal. You're going to play a round of golf, but it's going to be a more meaningful experience. You're going to be helping and sharing your love of the game with a young person who might not otherwise have that opportunity, and providing a vocational opportunity. And we talk all the time about life skills and the things that are learned from the game of golf. Well, you know what? I think the most important life skill of all is a job. And we're really excited to have not 10 kids, but up to 30 kids in this program this summer. So I know I could ramble on and on, but that's the basic parameters of it. And as you can tell, I am really, really excited about it because it really is the coming together, the culmination of the Golf Association's mission, the mission of our facility coming together and really speaking volumes about what we're trying to do with our facility.
I'm speaking with Ed Mate, the Executive Director of the Colorado Golf Association. Ed, we've had some long answers to questions on our show from time to time, but you're right up there, that's for sure. You mentioned educating the golfers themselves. A lot of public course golfers have never had a caddy. What are they going to need to do to make this work properly?
Well, yes, yeah, and again, I think it's knowing where, I'd say a couple things, knowing how to interact with a caddy, knowing where to position the caddy, having a set of expectations of what good caddying is, anticipating the golfer's needs, always being out ahead of the group and not too far ahead, and, you know, being in a position to rake bunkers 10 flags, really understanding what is expected of a good caddy. But more important is making the kid feel comfortable and welcome in the group, not feeling like they're just kind of an outsider. Those are things that you just kind of learn through experience. And, you know, we spoke yesterday at the golf show a little bit about it, the social skills the kids are going to learn. And I think that's maybe the most important thing, is for the mature adult in that relationship to really engage the kid in conversation, learn about them, ask, you know, and just show an interest in the kid and not just have this other body that's in the group that's kind of, yeah, they're carrying my bag, but they're kind of, so really, really understanding that they're part of the, you know, and making that kid feel welcome.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we did talk yesterday a little bit about in this age of email and Twitter and texting and everything, people's skills have eroded for people of all ages, and this is a great additional opportunity for the children and the adults to learn a lot of that stuff. Communication is crucial.
No doubt about it. I've talked to more golfers who said, you know, what a great idea the caddying is. It's not a new idea. It's been around forever, but getting kids away from their Xbox, their video games, so they really have to learn the art of conversation and learn the art of being in a I think, frankly, in a service mode. You're serving the needs of others. So I think that's really critical that in life, no matter what we do, if we show appreciation and respect for other people, and I think caddying really instills that. The other thing I would want to emphasize here is caddying opportunities do exist outside of Common Ground. So if you're listening to us and you're in Colorado Springs or you're in Greeley or you're wherever, because I know the show is broadcast all over, it's important to know there are caddy opportunities everywhere. The one that we're doing at Common Ground, we hope will really become a training portal or a hub for caddies in the Denver metro area. But if you're in the Colorado Springs area, the Broadmoor has a wonderful caddy program. Mark and Kathy do a fabulous job there. We've had more Evans Scholars, which is our caddy scholarship program, from the Broadmoor than any other club in the state of Colorado. So don't think just because, well, I'm not anywhere, I'm not in Denver, or I'm not close to Common Ground, that there aren't opportunities to get involved in caddying.
Exactly. Ed, you mentioned that the golfers are not going to be responsible for the actual caddy fee. Explain where that money's coming from.
Well, yes, a couple places, mainly from donors, private individuals who have a strong passion for the game and a belief in all the stuff we're talking about. A couple prominent Evans Scholar alumni, one in particular, George Solich, who I don't mind mentioning, who's been incredibly generous, not just with the CGA, but with the Evans Scholar Foundation. George has been very successful in his career and has donated enough money to make sure we have the most of the cost covered. But we also received a $10,000 grant from the United States Golf Association and gotten some sponsorship dollars. So it's really gratifying because the money's there. I mean, usually that's the hard part, or you think it is. It's getting the, you know, getting raising the money. That's actually been relatively easy. The challenge is going to be, as they say, the devil's in the details. We're going to have a lot of learning curve, I'm sure, with expanding this program as ambitiously as we are. But the nice thing is we have the funding. So one objection that the golfer can't provide or offer now is can't afford it. No, we've
yeah.
taken care of that. If you can provide a modest tip, we'll take care of the rest. So, and again, I just have been through this enough to know that alone is not going to be enough to sell the caddy. We're going to have to work even harder.
Yeah. Real quick, we mentioned briefly for the first two rounds of the U.S. Amateur, which will be played later this summer at Cherry Hills. Common Ground is the sister location, and obviously the USGA likes a lot of what you're doing to throw you in the loop there too.
Well, yes, and that really is more it is our mission. The USGA has been incredibly generous. They donated $175,000 back when we were building the golf course to help with the construction costs of our kids course. The USGA is a partner of ours, and frankly, we couldn't do what we do. We're really a local franchise of the USGA, not officially, but that's kind of the relationship. And when they visited the golf course, Mike Davis, who's the executive director now, he was then the director of rules and competitions, he visited Common Ground, and he was intrigued at the mission, but kind of suspect, a little not so convinced about the quality of the golf course itself. And it was one of the most gratifying days I've ever had, because we took off in golf carts and we started looking at the course, and he went from suspicious and cynical to, oh my goodness, what a fabulous golf course this is.
Yep, so and we talked to Mike about that one time too. Ed, we got to cut her off here, but you and your group do so many cool things,
and this is just
another one. So best of luck with it, and we'll keep touching and how it goes here.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me on.
Ed Mate on Tee to Green.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
As always, it's the fastest hour in radio. Tita Green, Jerry Butenhoff with you this portion brought to you locally by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving families with dignity and heritage for 100 years now in Colorado Springs in the Elk Pikes Peak region. Come in for your free personal planning guide. They're at 501 North Cascade. You can call them at 719-471-9900. If you're watching the Australian, the Women's Australian Open on television right now, or you plan to catch the end here, turn your radio down because I'm going to tell you what happened and what a finish they had. A six-way tie after regulation at minus three. And the winner with a 25-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole is 18-year-old Jessica Korda of the United States, another teenage winner out there. Her father is Peter Korda, a Czech tennis player who won the Australian Open tennis tournament in 1998. So quite a double there. Korda shot a 74. She had the third round lead and then slipped into a tie. Stacey Lewis, Brittany Lincecum, Julieta Granada, and Soyeon Yu and He Kyung So, who were in the playoff for the U.S. Women's Open last year. So what a finish that was. Jessica Korda winning a six-hole playoff on the second hole with a long birdie. The AT&T at Pebble Beach, a couple of non-winners leading the board here. Charlie Wee is at minus 15. He got off to a great start with a 61 at Monterey on Thursday. He won the California Amateur at Pebble Beach about 8 years ago, I think it was, something like that. He is at minus 15. Ken Duke, second place at minus 12. Tiger Woods at minus 11. And then Phil Mickelson heading up a group at minus 9. Woods and Mickelson will be paired together in the next to last group today. And the Allianz Championship on the Senior Tour in Boca Raton, Corey Pavin and Peter Senior with a minus 10 and a one-stroke lead there. Thanks to Chuck Aquisto, Taproom Tales. Look it up. It's a great book. Follow it. You can get it at all the regular book places. That's A-C-Q-U-I-S-T-O, Chuck Aquisto, Taproom Tales. Also, thanks to Ed Mate of the Colorado Golf Association with the great stuff they're doing with the new caddy program up there. As always, a fun time this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you can get out and play some golf this week wherever you are. And we'll be back with all kinds of fun stuff again next Sunday. Until then, as always, hit them long and hit them straight. Take care, everyone. Have a good week.